Well, it's the first time in a long time for this organization, the first time for me personally and pretty much everyone here who's been here for a while. And our crowd's always been good, I think, dating back, to that first playoff series against Vancouver. I think they've always been good since I've been here. And from what I gather, in the early 2000s, they were pretty incredible as well.
Different sort of feel than St. Louis, more skating room.
I think they're a very fast team. I think they're just a different team than St. Louis. St. Louis was fast and big, but these guys are probably faster and make more rush chances, and they hold on the pucks, and it's not the chip and chase game that it was against St. Louis as much.
How do you grade what you guys did tonight? You think overall?
I thought it was solid. I mean, it's always about just getting better this time of year. You can't, there's definitely things we can clean up. I mean, we gave up 35 shots and Quickie had to make some big saves, so we got to clean up our D zone, and they have some big, strong guys that can control the puck down low. I think it's a matter of getting that initial contact and pinning and sealing, and that'll go a long way in game two.
How about the importance of staying out of the box in this series? It's about as clean a power play as you're going to be facing.
Yeah, I mean, talk about it before the series, they have a really good power play. I think it's important for us there's going to be penalties. It's you're tramping on a guy, you're big, strong physical plays. They get called, we're going to kill those. It's the ozone plays, the hooks, the holds, those undisciplined penalties. Those are the ones we got to stay away from.
Justin, after 6-1 goal games against San Luis, did a 2-goal lead feel like a lot? Feel different?
No, they were putting some pretty good pressure on the second half of the third, so your mentality is you're not giving up a goal. So regardless of what the score is, I think this time of year our mentality as a team is preventing any goals, and it doesn't feel any different out there.
The way Quick play tonight, and also the way that he's played this postseason, does it feel a little bit like he did during the playoffs last year?
I mean, sure looks like it. He's been our MVP for the last couple years, and tonight he was our best player. I mean, that's what that's Quick. I always say it, Quickie being Quickie. So I think you guys should probably be used to it by now.
Anything specific you guys need to work on that stands out to you to get better for the next one?
We got to eliminate or limit their D zone or our D zone time. We spent probably too much time in there, and pinning and sealing guys is a big part of that. They're late to move around, and it's closing on guys quicker.
How about the play you're top pairing tonight? It seemed like they kind of relieved some pressure with some key times with Dewey and Revere. Had a good end of that matchup with Jumbo's one.
Yeah, I mean, Dewey and Reg have been Dewey's, again, one of the best D in the league, and he has the ability to have an impact at both ends of the ice and control the game, and we're going to need him to do the same against that line. And for a guy who's not the biggest defenseman, he gets the job done for us, and Reg is big and physical in your face, and that's going to wear. He continues that wears on guys over the course of the series.
You've seen these guys enough times. Have they done anything different at all in this game that surprised you?
They're not. I don't think their game's really changed. They're maybe a little bit faster with the changes they made at the deadline, but they still play the same game.
That's an issue, though, isn't it, their speed right now? You need to stay with them?
It's a matter of playing our game. I think if we play our physical game, it slows them down and it neutralizes their speed a bit, and that's, again, what we need to focus on.